JPMorgan Chase agreed yesterday to pay more than $150 million to settle federal charges. Prosecutors say the bank misled investors about mortgage-related securities it was selling. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The Securities and Exchange Commission said JPMorgan Securities sold a complex mortgage-backed security to a group of institutional investors in 2007, but it allegedly failed to tell the investors that the mortgages underlying the security had been selected by a hedge fund called Magnetar, and Magnetar had shorted some of those mortgages, which means it bet they would fail, says SEC Enforcement Director Robert Kuzami.
In truth, Magnetar Capital played a substantial role in the selection of those mortgage assets and stood to profit from the failure of the assets in the CDO portfolio.
But the SEC says investors were unaware of Magnetar's involvement. The SEC also filed charges against Edward Steffelin, an executive at an investment advisory firm involved in the deal. U.S. officials said Steffelin allowed Magnetar to help select the assets because he was hoping to get a job at the hedge fund. His lawyer said the charges against Steffelin were baffling, and he said his client played no part in the selection of the underlying mortgages. The SEC said investors harmed in the deal will get their money back. JPMorgan Chase agreed to the settlement without admitting any wrongdoing. The $153 million payout represents less than 1% of the bank's net income last year. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.